All right, here we go with boots and salutes this morning and the internet news poll questions surrounding what happened over in Alberta as the Premier Daniel Smith, their government pushed through legislation overnight using the notwithstanding clause to force 51,000 striking teachers back to work. That ended a three-week walkout that kept over 740,000 students out of school. And so the internet news poll question is, should striking teachers be legislated back to work? 77% said yes to that. Boots and salutes, you can start us off today.
Good morning, sir. Yes, someone must have woke up Mr. Scott Moe, I guess probably Carla Beck, you know. Wake up there, buddy boy.
Hi, boots and salutes.
Hey, Ben, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, I'm doing really good despite the loss, but there's no time to be heartbroken yet, you guys. We're still going to do it, and it's going to be like 1993 all over again because I stood there right from start to finish almost till 1 o'clock last night, and it's still going to feel like 1993 all over again when Carter hit that big home run. But I feel sorry for Springer right now, but hopefully he'll soon recover. And go Jays, go, Ben.
Go Jays, go. Right on. Hi there, boots and salutes.
Well, first, a big salute to my Saskatoon Blades. I think they're just... they forgot what hard work was about on holiday, man. Come on, get back to work, boys. You can do it. And then the other thing is changing a name. Somebody give me $10 million. You're not erasing history for $10 million. Bucks. Shucks, I'll change my name. What the heck? Come on, let's go.
Thanks for the call. Hi there, boots and salutes.
Blah, blah, blah.
Boots and salutes, good morning.
Hi, good morning. I just wanted to comment on for sale of Duck Lake there.
Yeah.
Heck, what did they want for that? $10 million?
At least $10 million. That's like the minimum
bid. At least.
Yeah.
Wow. I think the best thing is for, like, even, you know, Beardy's Boca Mesa up there, they should buy the town and call it their own.
Boots and salutes.
Yes, good morning. This is for Mr. Moore. Yes, if only Carla Beck and the NDP would apologize to Canadians for keeping the Liberals in power for those 3 years, maybe our food banks wouldn't have lineups the way they are in all these 10 cities. So still waiting for that apology from Carla.
Boots and salutes. Good morning.
Yeah, second call of stupid stories again.
Hi, boots and salutes.
My thoughts are you should cut these wannabe sports announcers off when they phone. The guy phones every day. We all heard the news about the Blue Jays. Give it a break. Thank you.
Boots and salutes. Good morning.
Yes, good morning. Carla Beck all the way. She's got it in the bag.
Hi there, boots and salutes.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. And you?
Good. I would like to salute our Saskatchewan Rough Riders, our Sherbrooke Hockey, and with that blah, blah, blah guy. And I'd like to also salute the Dodgers last night, a big win, and your channel.
Thank you for the call. Premier Scott Moe apologizing to residents of Dunaire Beach for not visiting their community sooner following the destructive wildfire season that happened this summer. My question is, what could our provincial government do better to help stop wildfires in Saskatchewan next year? One of the big criticisms is that we had water bombers that were sitting in the bases and not going up and helping fighting those fires. So is that one way we could help it out? Do you have any other suggestions? Boots and salutes. Good morning.
Good morning. I'd like to salute the Saskatchewan Rough Riders and hope they kick some butt. And I'd like to boot Mr. Moe because look at how it's right in my backyard. I seen everything burn up. And they didn't even do the right job there. The guy shouldn't even be in power. And them PC people from Saskatchewan, good. Look at what Mr. Grant Devine did 25 years ago. And then the guy's going to bring me up and talk about what Mr. What's it for the NDP did 25 years ago? Screw him. Goodbye.
Boots and salutes.
Blah, 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 Shelbrook.
Boots and salutes. Good morning.
Good morning, Ben. You said, what can we do to stop or prevent forest fires? First of all, stop the activists from going into the forest. Number two, get rid of all matches and lighters.
Boots and salutes.
Good morning, Ben. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Wasn't that a crazy game last night? Oh, my gosh. I finally gave up the ghost and went to bed.
I think it was the 10th inning for me, but... yeah, it was 609 pitches thrown in 6 hours, 39 minutes was the whole game.
Oh, my God, yeah. I think it was after the 10th inning I said, yeah, this could go on forever. So I crashed. But I want to salute the guy that calls in every day and talks about the 1993 games. It's really nice to be able to hear somebody else reminisce about them, even though some people don't like that. And I'm with you on the water bombing. Every year, it seems that we have more and more forest fires, and they're earlier. Number one, I think the penalties need to be followed through. So many people start these fires and get away with doing it and look at it as a holiday, which is ridiculous. But I really think that they need to start earlier, because I am of the understanding that a lot of these fires smolder over the winter, which I had no understanding of. They need to get out there early, use the water bombers. This year, so many animals and so many birds did not make it that it's not only affecting all the people, it's affecting all of our wildlife. So we really need to do something to get on top of this, because it's a very bad thing.
Thanks for the call. Boots and salutes.
Hey, good morning. Just like to boot that old fellow. He should look at his calendar. It's like 2025, bringing up Grant Devine all the time. At least Mr. Moe moves forward. Thank you.
Hi there, boots and salutes.
Hi, good morning. I'd like to boot those people that go to emergency. They're laying there, and then they get their jacket and their boots on, and out they go for a smoke. If you're good enough to go for a smoke, you shouldn't be abusing the emergency system.
And your morning boots and salutes can be our last caller today.
Yeah, big boo to that lady. It's not story time. Get a life.
All right, well, that is going to do it for boots and salutes today. It's back same time, same place tomorrow.